Blog Talk Radio.
This is Welcome Dr. Bob
Light. Blog Talk Radio.
Radio.
Bring out the best
Welcome to
talk
bring
radio.
Out your best blog talk
Today
radio.
We're
I'm
talking
your host,
about
Dr. Bob
relationships.
Wright. I am
and we're going to talk
of transformational leadership at the Wright Graduate University for the realization of human potential. And today we're going to talk about how to hire great team members. Three things you need to know. The first thing, and the most important thing you need to know, is that you need to hire people with high social-emotional intelligence. That means they know what is going on inside of them. They can upregulate and get more excited when they need to. They can downregulate and calm themselves down when they need to. They can also understand others, and they can help others upregulate and downregulate. In other words, they fit. They interface. They establish high-quality, powerful relationships. And research is demonstrating that people with high SEI are better performers at work. It's all over the place. That's one. Two, you want to hire people with high SEI? Then identify your level of SEI and develop it. In order to recognize it in other people, you've got to notice it. This is from the inside out. And you want to test their social-emotional intelligence in an interview. How do they respond to feedback? Do they know themselves? How do they respond to feedback? If you say, you know, I noticed that you just said this, this, or this, then you sit back and you watch how they digest that challenge. It's not something they would anticipate in an interview. You get to see how comfortable they are with themselves. You get to see how comfortable they are with your interaction with them. Really, really important. But let's look at a counterexample. So I coached a guy who was the head of a $50 million consulting regional area. And of the $50 million, they had about 12 salespeople. And one of them sold way more than everybody else. He didn't care about relationships. He was disruptive. He ended up having a high cost. Even though he sold more than everybody else, they had to get him away. They had to stick him in a separate office. He thought nothing of going over his boss's head to the management of the company and complaining and pushing for more money and for more privileges and for more titles. And he didn't care about the influence it had on others. That is someone who has low social-emotional intelligence but very, very high drive. As you dig into the social-emotional intelligence subject, you'll start learning how to recognize different personality styles. Tonight we have Barb Burgess presenting personality styles so that you can have better relationships with others, so you can choose who's on your team. We've always heard it takes all kinds. Well, it does take all times to have a great kinds to have a great team. You can't have all bulls butting heads with each other. You want some bulls, you want some cheerleaders, you want some people that kind of fill in the gaps, and you want the people that make sure that things are accurate and they're good. So having a good team means that you have a well-rounded team, but a well-rounded team must also work well together. They must be able to communicate. They must understand each other's strengths and weaknesses. They must be able to appreciate others' strengths where they're weak and respect that and fit together so you get the best of each of those people. There are certain people that are going to be like gasoline and matches. They're going to be explosive. The highly enthusiastic ones are going to have trouble with the very detailed ones. Each of them has a different fear in life. The highly detailed ones are afraid of making a mistake, where the highly enthusiastic ones are afraid of not being appreciated. They can really butt heads. You also have the very dominant, directed ones, and you have the ones who are more shy and they fit in and they want everybody to be happy. The shy ones tend to feel hurt. The dominant ones tend to feel thwarted. That's another one of those gas and match things. We call them polar opposites. And we're going to have that tonight with Barb Burgess. She's going to talk to you about that. So if you increase your SEI, not only will you hire better, but you'll create better teams and you'll create more cooperative teams with reduced stress and increased productivity. So we're thrilled to have you with us today. At the end, we'd love to have you join us tonight here or online at www.rightleaderevent.com. Don't hesitate to sign up late. We'd love to have you here. Barb does a fantastic job on this. Now, our first caller is Claire. She couldn't be on the phone, but she said, how do I work with a team that is not on my immediate team, but they need to assist with getting our work working complete, especially when I feel like I have burned bridges with them? Aha. Well, having burned a few bridges myself, Claire, eating crow oftentimes helps, and acknowledging that we know we've burned the bridges and we'd like to have a second chance. Most of the world will give us a second chance if we genuinely are remorseful and we apologize. That's really critical. But the larger question you're asking is, what is it? What is it that I can do to get those people who are not on my direct team, that, in other words, I can't hire and fire them, and I need them to get a job done? Well, what we do in those cases is we work to find win-wins. We enroll them in the vision of the project. We make sure that we communicate with them, that we keep them integrated and don't leave them out at the margins floundering by themselves. One of the other things to do is to have clear systems of accountability. The people that I know that work best with people over whom they do not have direct control tend to be very good at getting a common vision, a common work plan, and build in systems of communication and accountability. So, for starters, repair those bridges. Secondly, always operate to a vision with a plan that they've agreed to, and build in your mutual accountabilities. And above all, if you can do it, make it a game. The more fun people have, the better. Our next caller is Joe. He's going to ask us a question because he just called in. Joe, talk to me.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Well, you know, I guess my question is, I am transitioning to a position in Los Angeles, and I'm a filmmaker, and I currently produce work in Chicago, and it's usually like a one-man show. It's usually like me and maybe a couple other guys, and like that's what I have the budget for. And now that I'm coming out here, the guys I work with here have, you know, they have larger budgets, and they spend more on a bigger team, and I am having difficulty seeing like all of the ways in which they're spending money on the little things like color correction, you know, like spending so much on craft services. And so I'm like having trouble conforming, although I know it makes more sense to have a bigger team delegating. And so I guess I'm just calling in because I'm having fear and scarcity around dealing with the delegation of all the responsibilities.
Well, so it sounds like this is a more technically advanced crew. Is that accurate?
That's accurate, yeah.
Good. So one of the key things when you're working with people that are more technically advanced is to be willing to learn from them and ask them how they work together. And the other piece is, and I know you've got some training in this, Joe, is to get them together as a team at the beginning of each project or each segment of a project and get everybody's vision about what they'd like to see happen, what they see as the present state and the pathways so they're going to get to their ideal state and what they want to see happen. That way you get to ask them questions, you get to lead them, and it's not about you knowing, but it's about you facilitating everyone to a common vision. Then the best attitude is not to think you need to know it all, but to make yourself available to support them.
Mm-hmm.
Learn by finding out what they need and they want to do their jobs, and don't get in their way, but do everything you can to help them succeed.
Got it. Once I put that vision out, we've talked about the vision as a team, is what I'm hearing you say.
Yep.
Well,
and
the thing is so funny.
Their vision, their concerns, what do they want out of the project? What do they need to succeed? So you need to be willing to not act like a know-it-all, but say, look, I'm learning, guys. I'm really thrilled to be working with such an excellent crew, and I'm eager to learn from you and do everything I can to help us be the best team we can be.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good come from. And I think, like, kind of like to your point, like, in certain arenas, I've done that where I gather people together. And on these crews, it tends to be a lot of subcontracted people who don't know each other. Like, they don't have the relationships. So I tend to feel uncomfortable, like, bringing them all together and, like, having kind of a powwow or, like you said, visioning session. Because, you know, my projection, and I've experienced some of this before, is they're going to say, I just want to do my job. I don't want to stand, you know, I don't want to have to talk in a group. And, you know, so I mean, I already kind of know the answer to this, but I guess I just, there's always a discomfort around that. And,
well,
you know,
you'll,
it's something
this
I'm
is
about
where
to deal
your
with.
Leadership challenge, this is where your leadership challenge comes in. You'll have to cross that bridge when you get to it. But really tell them that you need to know minimally what they want and what their conditions of success are.
Got it. All right, excellent. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joe, and best wishes on the job.
Sure. Take care, bud.
Thank you. Well, join us tonight, Thursday, September 3rd, for our evening event, Personality Styles, a Social Intelligence 101 workshop. Register at rightleaderevent.com to attend in person or by webcast. We'd love to have you tonight, and we'd like to thank you for joining us. Remember, a good team is like a fantastic orchestra. Everybody's playing together. They're in tune. The pace is working together, and they're really listening to each other and enjoying the togetherness. So as we develop our SEI and hire people with high SEI, we learn more and more to be good conductors. Thanks very much for joining me today. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright. Bring out your best this coming week, and we look forward to seeing you next week.